Welcome to Just a Minute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners in this country and, of course, throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show four highly talented and attractive personalities who are going to show their humorous skills, their knowledge of the English language, their verbal dexterity and ingenuity as they try and speak on the subject that I give them, and they do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And those four people are, seated on my right, Victor Spinetti and Clement Freud, and seated on my left, Tony Hawkes and Sheila Hancock. Please welcome all four of them. And seated beside me is Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score, and she will blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from Theatre Clwyd, which is in Mold in North Wales. And we have a lovely, huge, vast audience in this magnificent theatre, eager for us to get moving in the show. So let us begin with Clement Freud. And Clement, the subject is my favourite Welsh celebrity. They're full of anticipation. So talk on the subject, Clement. 60 seconds you have available, starting now.
My favourite Welsh celebrity was Tommy Farr, who lived in Primrose Street in Tonypandy, which is in South Wales, not far from Merthyr Tydfil. He was the boxing champion...
Tony Challenge.
Actually, I thought he was going to hesitate, but I think he just got the word out in time.
I think he definitely hesitated.
Oh, he did hesitate. Okay, I'll go with, I'll go with hesitation then.
In fact, he was going so slowly, he almost ran out of steam. And I think we should establish later who Tommy Farr was, if they don't already know.
The boxer.
I know, we know that, darling. But I didn't want to inhibit Clement in case he gets the subject back again.
No, I won't use that.
So, Tony, you have a correct challenge. So you get a point for that, you take over the subject, you have 47 seconds available, and the subject is my favourite Welsh celebrity, starting now.
I believe it was a Welsh celebrity that came up with the idea of throwing your underpants into the audience, which is something I will be doing shortly, in honour of Tom Jones. It's something that I get asked.
Clement, challenge.
He's repeated something.
Yes, you did say something before.
Exactly, yes.
So, Clement, you have got the subject back, and if you want to elucidate now is your opportunity. You have 34 seconds. You have my favourite Welsh celebrity starting now.
Owen Glendower.
Wait a minute.
Who is Owen Glendower?
Well, let's give it to the Welshman, because I think your buzz came in first, Victor. So you have 30 seconds on my favourite Welsh celebrity, starting now.
My favourite Welsh celebrity, without any doubt, is Richard Burton, because he was the most generous man you could possibly meet. Always, wherever you were, and he saw you, he'd say, "You're all right for money now, boy." And he also, if you did an impersonation of him, you had to speak on the left-hand side there like this, because, you see, I said to him once, "Why that side?" He said, "Well, I keep the other side for drinking." And Richard was the person.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Victor Spinetti. And so at the end of that round, Victor, you have 2 points. In fact, Victor, you are in the lead ahead of all the others. Sheila, will you take the next round? And the subject is saving energy. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
One way of saving energy would be not to play this game, because it demands so much sweat and toil and brain power not to fall into traps of repetition, deviation, and the other thing which I've forgotten. However, there are other ways.
Hesitation.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you what it is you've forgotten.
Very Very good.
Very good. That's so, Tony, what we do there, she wasn't deviating, hesitating or repeating anything, so we give you a bonus point because we enjoyed the interruption. But Sheila gets the point because she was interrupted and she still has saving energy and 45 seconds to keep going, starting now.
Quite seriously, we do have to save energy because the power and everything is going to run out, including the oil and gas, because there is a shortage.
Victor. Because you said before, and so, Victor, you got the
very
subject.
Good.
You're well on the ball now, and you have saving energy, 34 seconds, starting now.
I think that saving energy is exactly what Sheila Hancock said about this game. It really is a nightmare, and you are on...
Tony Challenge.
Repetition of...
Yeah. Like it. I didn't know what I was on, but I wish I was on something. I can't even remember.
Well, the thing is that though you hesitated, you did repeat "ah." So, Tony, you've got him on two counts, but you have the subject, you have 23 seconds, saving energy, starting now.
When I was at school, a lot of the other kids saved things like football cards or stamps, and I was saving electricity, keeping it under the stairs in a little box so that if anybody came round, I could show them it. And it was quite a shock that they got, I tell you, when they saw it. I had a little bucket of gas...
Clement Challenge.
Two littles.
I know, you wanted him to go on, didn't you? But that's the frustration of this game, but part of the fun. So, Clement, you've got him with 5 seconds to go on saving energy, starting now.
Saving energy is exactly what everybody here ought to do all the time. Save.
So, at the end of that round... Clement Freud was speaking as the whistle went. And again, very interesting situation. Clement Freud, Victor Spinetti, Tony Hawks all have 3 points. They are equal in the lead, just ahead of Sheena Hancock. Victor.
Won't last long.
You yes, never sir. Know. Yes, this yes. is a good subject for you, so
what?
You could go on this one. Hip. Can you talk about hip? You look as if you couldn't. But do your best. 60 seconds starting now.
Hip. Well, we all have two, one on the left, another on the right, but I prefer hip to mean ah.
I'm trying to save him from a nervous breakdown.
Too late.
I think you are the best advertisement for having this show on television. Your facial reactions are what engages audience beyond.
I thought of a good story, Jim, never mind.
No. Tell us afterwards.
Tell us afterwards. Sheila, you got in. Let's hear your challenge. What was it?
Repetition of R.
R and hesitation. Right. 50 seconds. Tell us something about hip, Sheila, starting now.
Hip was very current in the 60s. It meant you were with it, trendy, on the ball. Nowadays, it's a bit passé. You are more inclined to say, yeah, right on. Or that's a bit antiquated as well. My hip is a bit of a problem. I have to do yoga and Pilates in order to keep it bending in the right direction. In fact, this very morning, I was on the floor moving my knees up in the air.
For a challenge.
I was saving her.
I must say, the visual image was quite intriguing. Clement, have you got a challenge when the rules are just a minute?
Hips don't bend.
Oh. It's true, though, isn't it?
Mm.
So, all right, I have to give you the benefit
Mine
of the doubt.
Mine does.
That was very, very interesting. Thank you for that, Victor. Victor wants you all to know that he does Pilates, too. Right. Clement, you have a correct challenge. 21 seconds. Hip, starting now.
If you enjoy something a lot, you say, hip, 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 hooray.
challenge.
Oh, I suppose it's on the blooming card,
that's the subject.
It?
You can repeat the subject.
Hip, 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 yeah.
Yes, within reason, but he didn't go too far.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
He did. I'd forgotten.
The cunning old fox.
I'd forgotten all his tricks.
It's It's not for nothing that he's played this game for nearly 39 years. So, Clement, you have an incorrect challenge. You have another point. You have 17 seconds on hip, starting now.
It's still hip, not hip replacement. One would have thought after 37 seconds, one would have got a slightly...
Repetition, one.
Yes, you did say one before, Clement.
Always say one.
And you can't say it twice or even more in just a minute. So, well, listen, Victor, you have 10 seconds to go on hip. So 10 seconds isn't too long, Victor. Gird yourself, take a deep breath, and start now.
Hip meaning fashionable. My mother wants you to tell us ghost stories round the fire. And she said, oh, look, there was a coal miner coming down the pit, and he saw...
Right, so Victor Spinetti was speaking as the whistle went and has increased his position there and is still equal in the lead, but this time with Clement Freud, followed by Tony Hawks and Sheila Hancock. And Tony, your turn to begin. The subject is speakers. Tell us something about speakers in this game, starting now.
There are many fine speakers in the world, but none as eloquent as Victor Spinetti when he is on this programme. I have revived all my previous theories about Winston Churchill being a cracking talker. I've heard him, and he's the business. Occasionally, when he's about to hesitate, he will go, ah, and things like that. I said it slowly so I didn't repeat the sound and they couldn't get it in. But I am very impressed indeed, and I will be booking him for a private function in about 3 weeks' time, where I wish to clear the audience.
Victor, you challenge.
Yes, hesitation. And also, I want to go R so I can audition for you.
I think he was also deviating, talking about booking. He was right. He's not an agent, he's a performer. So you have 29 seconds.
I might have set up my own agency.
Speaking...
He might have done.
Just because I've given you no bookings.
Right, so, speakers. Victor, 29 seconds. Tell us something about speakers, starting now.
I never understood all this business about these speakers when they say there's a woof or a twifter or a fluffed. All these funny little words that you used to have about these things that we placed on either side of...
Sheila's...
These, but there were an awful lot of theses.
Yes, it was.
These woofs and these woofs and these things.
Yes, tough challenge. But it was correct, Sheila. So 17 seconds on speakers starting now.
I used to go to Speaker's Corner a great deal in London. That's at Hyde Park, and you used to hear people standing...
Tony Challenge.
Well, I think she was patronising us as well, telling us... I think the Radio 4 audience know that Hyde Park is in London.
Didn't say they were in London.
Didn't you say it's in London?
Yes, but there's people
I didn't think the Welsh would know where Speaker's Corner was. Hands up those who've been to Speaker's Corner.
Thank goodness we have a dishonest audience with us.
I should explain to our listeners that every single hand in the audience went up.
Maybe they've got one in mould.
The idea that the whole of this audience at Speaker's Corner, it wouldn't hold them.
No.
So there we are. But, Sheila, I must also explain there are people probably who listen to our programme. Well, I know that lots of people listened in India and China and other places, and they may not know where Speaker's Corner is.
Exactly, that's what I was
saying. Exactly, I know, I think you're absolutely right.
But I did repeat used to.
Yes, repetition of used to.
That's right. 10 seconds are available, Tony, for you on the subject of speakers, starting now.
I have some speakers with my stereo system that sit either side of the fireplace. One fell in the other week, and that sound quality got considerably better. I'm not quite sure.
So, Tony Hawks, then, speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward. He's equal with Clement Freud in second place, but still in the lead, one ahead of them, is Victor Spinetti. Now, Sheila, your turn to begin. The subject, nerves. Something which we all know about in show business. Talk on it. 60 seconds, starting now.
Nerves are a thing that obsess people in my industry because all we have are a load of words inside our head, no machinery or computer to help us out. We stand in the wings and come on, exposed to all these people. We can make total berks of ourselves. So...
Generations of weeds.
Yes.
We stand in the music, come to all the people.
And you had him on theirs.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
So he's got you on weed. And you got the subject of nerves now, Victor. 37 seconds available, starting now.
Nerves are the most terrifying thing you can possibly have, and it's because I'm doing this show. That...
Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, boa constrictors would be the most horrible things.
No, no, doing just a minute, I can assure you.
According to Victor, doing just a minute gives him more nerves than anything else. He might be a man who can handle a boa constrictor for all we know.
Yes. Imagine doing this show with a boa constrictor.
As it happens.
Next week.
Next week, right. So, Victor, I disagree with the challenge. You have another point, of course. You still have the subject. 32 seconds. Nerves, starting now.
In nerves, I feel that the whole point is that you go blank, you stare at the audience, and you just go... I missed another R.
Three U's. Oh, you got me for three wee's. Right. You stand in the audience.
You're right. You're right.
But let's not be too pedantic.
He did it for me. What do you mean, oh? Got me for wee?
But don't let's do it too often. Otherwise, the whole show will fall apart. You have a correct challenge. Nerves is with you, Sheila. 25 seconds starting now.
My way round it is to have hypnotism, which I have cured myself of fear of flying, stage fright, all manner of things. It is a very effective way of stopping panic attacks. I recommend it highly to anybody who's listening in Italy or India, anywhere abroad in the world or in mold.
So Sheila Hancock, with points in the round and one for speaking as the whistle went, has leapt forward. She is now equal in second place with Tony Hawkes. But they're still both 1 point behind our leader, who is still Victor Spinetti. And only 1 point behind Sheila and Tony is Clement Freud. So it's still very close. And Victor, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the chairman's biggest problem. I'm slightly nervous of this subject, but Victor, you begin. Oh, you begin. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
The chairman's biggest problem, in just a minute, is obviously me, because all the time I'm speaking, he is on tenterhooks, knowing that any minute I'm going to crash to the ground and fall to the floor. And that will be the end of me in this program. Never again will Clement Freud or any of the others who've been very, very courageous...
Clement, yes. Once you get into full flight, you can't...
See, once I go, that's it. Forget it.
No, but we can't let that one go.
No.
So, Clement, you've got 37 seconds after repetition of Very, the chairman's biggest problem, and you have 60 seconds starting now.
I just don't believe that 37 seconds are enough in which to discuss the chairman's biggest problem. From his feet...
Tony Challenge.
Was there a slight hesitation there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you could drive a tank through.
It wasn't going slower than he usually goes, and sometimes I do have to give the benefit of the doubt. It goes to Clement Freud. I don't think you were hesitating enough to be interpreted as such, Clement. So you continue. 28 seconds. The chairman's biggest problem, starting now.
The chairman's biggest problem is not knowing to whom to give the benefit of the doubt. I have seen it awarded to all sorts of players from Kenneth Williams' days on. You...
Victor Chan.
That was hesitation.
That was hesitation. So, Victor, you got the subject back. You have 15 seconds. That's not very long. The chairman's biggest problem, starting now.
The chairman's biggest problem was years ago in this programme was Kenneth Williams.
Tony Challenge.
I think he said programme when he first spoke about Just a Minute in his first...
Yes, you did. I'm a fortune.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry.
Tony, you have 10 seconds, the chairman's biggest problem, starting now.
When Chairman Mao was in charge of China many years ago, he sat on his throne. Not many people knew he had one of those, but he did. I happen to know he used to ring me regularly.
Chairman Challenge.
Repetition of no.
Yes, no.
Yes, it's true. Yes. Well.
So, Clement got another point, and you have 1 second on the chairman's biggest problem, starting now.
Faultlessness.
uh... So Clement Freud was then speaking on the whistle when gained that extra point, as well as others in the round. And it's got a little bit different now. They're not all equal. Clement Freud is just in the lead. It's in sequence. One ahead of Spector Spinetti, who's one ahead of Tony Hawks, who's one ahead of Sheila Hancock. So, still evens, Clevens. Tony, it's your turn to begin. The subject is hot dogs. Will you tell us something about hot dogs in this game, starting now?
Some years ago, I was on holiday in the Sahara Desert when I saw a pack of beagles coming towards me with several little wayward dachshunds.
Hesitation. Yes, I'm afraid. You may well have hesitated.
I made myself laugh.
You painted such an amazing picture, you even dried yourself up.
Yes, I did.
So, Clement, you have the subject, which is hot dogs. 49 seconds available, starting now.
A hot dog is a member of the sausage family, tends to be pink or even redder, needs mustard desperately, is served on a roll, very seldom with tomato ketchup, which would benefit the overall taste of a hot dog. Hot dogs are also canines who are sitting out in the sun and therefore need an umbrella to shield them, or perhaps a fan to wave in front of its face and back so that the overall temperature of that animal can be reduced. Hot dogs, I love at football matches, baseball games, hockey tournaments. I can think of few more delicious, delectable, and more...
Right. And so Clement Freud, in speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he got other points in the round, and that magnificent round of applause indicates their appreciation of his wonderful tour de force. And we're moving into the final round. Sheila Hancock's just trailing a little behind, 1 point behind Tony Hawks, who's 1 point behind Victor Spinetti, who's been leading all along until now. But he is a point or two behind Clement Freud, who's now in the lead. But Victor, we'd like you to take this final round. And the subject is chasing rainbows. Will you tell us something about chasing rainbows in this game, starting now?
Chasing rainbows is something that I think everybody in this country is doing. You cannot turn on the television program without someone saying, phone us and win £1,000. Or we have a car. Or whatever you wish. Not wash. Forget it. Go home, Victor.
You don't correct yourself in this thing. You just keep going, Victor. Sheila, you challenge.
Yeah, well, it was kind of hesitation and repetition.
Wishy-washy.
Yes, it was wishy-washy.
Just could do better, really.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean. He's done so well. He was leading up until this
round. I know, he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
I know. We love him. And the audience love him even more.
Yeah, well, it's all got very nationalistic, hasn't it, the game?
Well, why not? We brought him up here to represent the Principality, and he's doing it like...
But with a name like Spinetti. Doesn't seem right.
My grandfather walked from northern Italy. He only had the money for the boat to work in the pitted Astrid Gunlice outside Swansea. And I couldn't be more Welsh than that.
unless you'd had a Welsh dad.
No, but I would.
Sheila had a correct challenge. She has 45 seconds on.
What's the subject?
I'm just about to remind you, my darling.
Right, okay.
It's chasing rainbows. Chasing rainbows.
Right.
45 seconds, starting now.
I'm forever chasing rainbows. That's not the right words for a song.
That's a challenge.
I didn't know this show was a musical.
It's not a musical.
Nor did Sheila.
So what is your challenge,
Victor? I should get a point now for hitting me.
What is your challenge?
I thought when she was singing hesitatingly. deviating from the tune.
It was very moving. I was thinking of moving to the theatre over there.
I hadn't thought of it as deviation. I should keep the subject.
Victor, he has.
Yes, it was.
And you have 37 seconds, Victor, on chasing rainbows, starting now.
I don't believe...
Victor, you've challenged yourself. So, Victor, I have to ask you, what was your challenge?
Well, I really had nothing to say.
So that was hesitation?
Hesitation.
Yes, well, that's a correct challenge. So you get a point for a correct challenge. But please don't make a habit of it. It could ruin the show. So you have another point. You have 36 seconds. Chasing Rainbows, starting now.
Chasing
a reader. Clement Freud challenge.
That was it.
That was hesitation, yes. So, Clement, you have 35 seconds on Chasing Rainbows, starting now.
I think it's a very good idea to sing slowly someday over the rainbow.
Tony challenged.
Yes, sing slowly. I'm not quite sure what he was doing there. I don't know. We can't call that singing, can we? Really? Yeah. That's a sort of...
what is yours? Deviation or what?
Deviation from the
tune.
Actually, I've had enough of the singing in this game. I think it's right, bringing
no,
it down.
Was, yes, a deviation from the tune as well. So, 29 seconds with you, Tony. Chasing Rainbow, starting now.
Rainbow was a children's programme at school when I was little, and that doesn't make much sense, but I'll keep going. And I used to chase it, in the sense that I would go to the presenters' houses and shock them when they were in their front gardens and run after them all the way up the road until
them a chance.
The repetition of them.
Yes. And you have 12 seconds on Chasing Rainbows, starting now.
The acronym VIBGYOR, which stands for violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, red, are the colours of the rainbow. Try to remember that, and when you next come to Wales, look into the sky.
So Clement Freud was then speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point, and with others in the round, he has moved forward. Let me give you the final situation. Sheila Hancock, who does so well when she cares in the show, even though she puts herself down.
Don't
but she
patronise me.
Darling, I couldn't patronise you. You're far too talented. But you did today finish in fourth place, which is most unusual. You were just, only just, 1 point behind Tony Hawks, who triumphed last time we were in Wales, and he was... Tony Hawks is 2 points behind Victor Spoon. Bonetti, who says he can't play the game, but he came in a magnificent second place. But just out in the lead was Clement Freud. We say, Clement, you are the winner this week. So it only remains for me to say thank you to our four delightful, intrepid players of the game, Victor Spinetti, Sheila Hancock, Tony Hawks and Clement Freud. I thank Janet Staplehurst, who sat beside me and blown her whistle with such delicacy. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game. We thank our producer, director, Claire Jones, and we thank this lovely, delightful, laughing audience here at Theatre Clwyd in Mould, North Wales, who cheered us on our way. From them, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and our panel, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.
The next week, Just a Minute returns to the Kenton Theatre in Henley-on-Thames, where Nicholas Parsons will be joined by Paul Merton, Clement Freud, Giles Brandreth and Jenny Eclair.